Topic 1. Family life.
My family. Do you come from a small or large family?
My family is quite large. I have an older brother who is 22 and studies at university, so he does not live with us anymore. He just comes from time to time for a weekend or when on holidays or school break. In summer, he usually goes abroad to work or travel. I'm the second one, and I also have a younger sister who's 15, so she still lives with the rest of the family. Since my brother left, I have my own room. I don't have to share it with anybody. My mom comes from quite a large family. She has 4 brothers and sisters, so I have 14 cousins from that side of the family. My dad is an only child. I think it's better to have brothers and sisters and a lot of cousins because it's more fun, but for parents, it must be difficult.
Who do you take after?
I have an oval face and short brown hair, just like my father. But I also take after my mother. I have the same full lips and blue eyes. In the summer, freckles appear on my nose, the same as hers. I'm rather tall and of medium build.
Do you often visit your relatives?
Out of all my relatives, I have always loved my grandmother who lives in a village in the south of Moravia. My brother, sister, and I, and most of my cousins used to spend our holidays there. We could play in the large garden, in the loft, and in the cellar full of old things, or in the nearby forest. I still keep in touch with her. My grandmother is a widow. My granddad died 5 years ago. We visit her regularly, especially at Christmas or when it's her birthday. My granny bakes the tastiest buns I have ever eaten. I see the rest of my relatives very rarely, only when it's someone's birthday and there's a party, or when I, for example, go to Prague, I can stay at my aunt's house who lives there. But I really don't like the obligatory visits when the whole family is invited by a relative for lunch. I usually prefer to come up with an excuse, like an already arranged trip, etc.
How much time do you spend with your family? Do you like it?
Now I spend less time with my parents and siblings than I used to. I think that it's natural since I'm a teenager and I like going out and chatting with my friends rather than with my parents. My parents are quite tolerant, but sometimes when it's enough they stop me and I have to spend some time with them. After all, it's not so bad. Sometimes they can really help me with my problems. Unless I am gone on a trip, they insist on eating together at weekends. I don't go on holidays with my parents anymore, as I get bored.
Do you get on well with your parents?
I can say that I do get on well with my parents, although we argue at times. The last time we had a row was about my coming late from a party. I don't understand why they are so scared about everything. I'm nearly an adult, so I think I can manage on my own. They told me off, but later we made up.
Would you like to live the same life as your parents?
Everybody's influenced by the parents, and although I criticize them very often and just don't understand them, sometimes I notice that I use the same language when talking to someone else. So, yes, I think that I will be very similar to them when I grow up. I will have very similar opinions, and I will probably lead the same kind of life.
Is it an advantage or a disadvantage to be an only child?
I would never wish to be an only child. Life must be so boring when you stay and play and talk just with adults. I think that only children have problems with making friends because they can't share things. They're not used to communicating and listening to other children. They are often spoiled because their parents buy them everything they want and they never have to wear worn-out clothes inherited from older brothers and sisters. All in all, I'm very glad to have a big family.